and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight on the program, I'm kind of excited because I like me some mystery, and Marion Lanouet also likes Castle, so now we have lots to talk about. But it's Marion Lanouet. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Renee. It's exciting to be here.
It's a little weird. I know it's not the most professional, polished program on on the radio, but we do have fun, I hope. And I do promise it goes quickly. That's what I always tell you. It'll go quickly. But everybody, it's www. Do you have to say the www part, or is that passé? Does that like...
I still say it.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, it's marionl.com, and that's Marion, MarianL.com, if you want to pop over and take a look. And while we're talking, although that's, you know, focus, people, focus. But you can do two things at once. You can look at Marion's website, and you can listen to the program, and that's how we roll. So there you go. But you write, we were just talking in the pre-show, it's mysteries with like a side of romance.
I like to put a lot of romance in my mysteries. And the reason for that is, as I said before, life's both romantic and mysterious, so I kind of combine the two of them together.
That is very cool. So if I took you to, let's say, a Victorian house in the middle of somewhere, your first thought would be where to hide the body, not where would be a good setting for a first kiss.
Well, it depends. If we're in the bedroom, I'd say, oh, what a great love scene. But if I'm looking from the outside in, I'm like, where can I stash that body?
Well, that's going to color your vacation choices. I'm just saying, you know. So some people go to Napa or go to different places and they think, oh, how romantic. And other my friends that write mysteries, they go and they seriously are constantly thinking, you know, you could bury a body. That would be a great place to die, or this would be a really great setting for, you know.
It is funny because I bought a scarf from one of those places, and it had a jewel on it. And my first thought was, oh, wow, my next victim is going to be garroted.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, so your husband loves you and fears you a little bit, or how is that working out?
It seems to be working out after 34 years.
There you go. Well, my trust
keep
me, he got me a book on poison last year. So I thought that was the most romantic gift I'd ever gotten, was a book on poison and how to poison people. So,
oh, I love my book on poison.
Aren't they fun? I mean, you know, I don't know. Does the NSA track our book purchase? I mean, I'm in big trouble. I keep thinking if somebody looks at the research that I do, I'm probably in trouble. You're probably in more trouble if you're writing mysteries.
I am, because I do a tremendous amount of research. My next one's on a serial killer, so I had to research their psyche and everything like that. And I'm saying, boy, if anybody ever looked at my computer, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, right? What? I was just researching that. I don't understand what the problem is. Well,
that's right, officer. I didn't do anything.
I don't know what happened to my husband. He disappeared. I have no idea. No, the good thing is you got the books to back you up, so you're all safe. But I have to say, I was in the pre-show, and I went over to your website to just, you know, poke about a little bit. And the Jake Carrington mysteries look wonderful. But the book trailer was very fun. And I kind of got schlooped in.
Oh, thank you.
So that's Burn in Hell, which, by the way, very catchy title. But, you know, tough to throw out there without, you know, want to make sure.
Make sure you're not swearing at somebody.
Exactly. Burn in
Hell. Oh, no, that's a fun book because I used to cremate people for a living. You know, I used to help out with my job when I worked. And I always thought what a great book that would do.
You know, you just don't see that on resumes very often.
No, you don't.
you know, you see works with windows or, you know, team leader, plays well with others. But cremated people, that's, wow, how does one fall into that profession?
Well, actually, I was just an office manager, but I was a backup to it. But I always thought, oh, this is cool. You know, this would make a great mystery. And, when you tell somebody that, it either stops the conversation or you've had hours of conversation with people.
That's true. Oh, I'm happy to say I'm probably in that latter category. I would have a million questions and get. But that's the author. I mean, I guess.
What?
We're,
if you read the book, I even explained the process.
Do you really? Oh, how fun. That is kind of fun. I'm just going to say that right now. Okay, people, Burn in Hell is on sale right now. And for Inside Crematory, a view behind the curtain. How
Well, it actually has the romance in it too, believe it or not, because the day she agrees to burn bodies for the mob, she starts dating the cop, and then the cat and mouse game starts from there.
Oh my gosh. Oh, what a perfect front if they owned a crematorium or a nice.
Yeah, she works at the crematory, so, you know.
That's fantastico. Well, we both of us share sort of that castle fandom thing. I love romance with my mystery. I mean, mystery's a great main course, but I really want those relationships in and around it. And we were sort of saying, what would castle be without Kate? I mean, please.
Oh, I don't think it would work without her.
No. Although I really... Every time I see that, do you get that same odd feeling where writers live in penthouses and live quite the lifestyle in these cities? That
we
I'm
can
always
only
thinking,
hope.
Huh.
In our dreams, Renee, you know?
Yes, we dream big. Hollywood dreams big for us. They do.
Yes, they
but
do.
Have you read the Castle books?
Oh, I've read all of them, and I'm waiting on the next one, and I would prefer to read before I watch TV. So even if I go to a movie, I'll read the book first before I go to the movie.
Are they good? I mean, are the books solid?
They're fast. They're wonderful. They pull you right in just like the show, and before you know it, you're on the last page.
Wow. Well, you're a fan. Have you ever thought of doing fan fiction or offering to ghostwrite one of the Castle books? Would that
be
fun?
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
We'll have to hope and see if they're out there listening. Yes, I'm
welcome.
Up for that.
Yeah.
I'd love to ghostwrite a castle book.
Right? I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know, though. Mystery to me looks, from the outside looking in, it looks amazingly hard. Because in a weird way, there's almost no mystery in romance in that you know, especially if you're writing traditional romance, that at some point there's going to be a happily ever after. There's no surprise there. So I don't – how you get there, yes. Is mystery the same way? Like you know somebody's going to die and you know they're going to figure it out by the end. You just have to figure out the steps in between?
You do, and there's a logic to a mystery. You know, it's not just the dead body. It's the clues you have to leave and how you work your way back to the answer and to the murderer or whatever is missing.
Right? And
no,
you
can't.
You have to give your readers some clues so they don't just feel like out of the blue you introduce a character they've never seen. I mean, that would be my mistake, to be like, and it's Bob, whom you've never seen in the previous 300 pages.
No, you have to be logical, and, you know, and your readers don't like when you slip something in like that. So,
nope.
You know, it has to be something that's in the book and leads back, and so they can say, oh, gosh, I didn't see that to begin with.
Ah, very sneaky of you.
And I love when an author does that to me, and I'm reading, because I'm always trying to guess, was it this one, was it that one, and I'm putting all the clues together.
Right.
And then at times when I am surprised, it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
It's such a great feeling. That's such a satisfying feeling. I think for me, television, movies, yeah, you want to be surprised, but it has to also be right in front of you. Like I needed to feel like, oh, I could have gotten it if I just had applied myself a little harder. Or I'm the mean person that always picks the least likely suspect. And 9 times out of 10, I'm like, woohoo! I win.
I love doing that. I really, and I feel so accomplished when I have it right, you know?
Yeah. Well, a lot of authors talk about, they sort of volunteer the plotting versus pantsing, which I do not understand that debate, because I really don't think, and I know, here come the emails. I'm sorry, guys, I don't believe anybody can pants it. I think you really, even if you're not plotting it out to the nth degree, you really have to have thought it through before you start a book.
And I'm lucky because when a story comes to me, it's like a movie in my head. So I just close my eyes and watch the whole thing. And then I write like 3 chapters and I do a rough outline. Now, the book's not going to stay that way sometimes.
No.
You know, it will progress. But I do have a rough outline and I do have that initial, the way the story's going.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Is it because of Carrington? You feel like you've got such a strong character? You're building all the books around Jake Carrington. Do you think it's because of that strong character that you then have the full, complete movies kind of drop in?
I think so, because when he moves on to his next case, it's like he's in my head talking to me. You know,
ooh.
I was joking about that with another author tonight. I said, you know, we're not schizophrenic. If you say you're a writer, everybody says, oh, you're so clever. But when I got voices in my head.
Yeah, it's when you start having those lengthy conversations and arguments, I do with mine, that it gets a little off. Have you thought about audiobooks? Have you thought about what he would really sound like?
I have thought a lot about that, and I have talked to my publisher because I would love to, you know, get that rich voice that I hear in my head out there talking, you know, about
yes.
his own stories.
Yes. I have to say, I've just bumped into a couple audiobooks and just started doing projects of my own. I loved it. I really enjoyed it, and I think for the mystery, it's got to be fun. I think you're really going to love it if you do one. And if you get involved, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to have somebody bring that to life in a whole different way. At least, you know, what do I know?
And I've had so many people request my books in audio. And I said they'll be there soon. I've even had a couple suggest that it would make a great television show. And I'm like, oh, from your lips to God's ears.
Yes, yes, that works. Yay. Well, if you're getting requests for audio, I mean, my first thought is I'm looking at the book, the trailer, and the synopsis, everything. It's so strong, and Jake Carrington is so strong. And my first thought was, you know what, this would make an amazing audiobook series. So kick your publisher in the shins and tell him to get rolling on that. Say, you know, what's up with that? Let's go.
I'm going to make sure they hear this radio show tonight.
Oh, yes, because my influence is so phenomenal that
I'm sure
they'll do
it
right away because I said so.
This is wonderful, Renee. Thank you so much.
I am just so thrilled. Well, you were great, and I do hope you'll come back. I'm always so in awe of mystery writers, and I just bow down. You guys are so crafty and so amazing, and a little scary.
Oh, thank you.
And a little scary. So that's good too. All right, people.
Okay, thank you so much, and I'd love to come back and talk to you again.
Well, you have to because you know I'm just that pushy, and I'm going to make you.
Wonderful.
And we didn't even get to talk about Nathan Fillion, you know, as much as I was hoping. So there you go. All right, people. This was fun. And MarianL.com, everybody go over there, pick up Burn in Hell, and then bug her publisher and ask for the audiobook. Let's make it happen. And everybody, I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next Tuesday for more canned laughter and coffee. And I promise next week we'll just be so thankful and all that good stuff and just... I've got to try and get in the holiday spirit. So here we go. But good night, everybody, and good night, Marian. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Okay, everybody, have a good one.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.